The sad ending of the first settlers on planet Procyon. Hello again, I hope you are all doing very well. Thank you for joining me here once more. I am Marie Swaru. As a reminder, Procyon is the third planet orbiting the Pleiadian star Taygeta, also known as 19 Tauri, which is a binary system together with the white dwarf star Sodoclea, or 19 Tauri b. Setting things straight, in one of my recent videos I said that planet Procyon had nothing to do with the star Procyon. Researching the history of the planet, I found new data about why it is called that way. Planet Procyon orbiting Taygeta takes its name from what the first people who discovered and mapped it a long time ago decided to call it, and those were Procyonian explorers who were very far from their star Procyon, also called Alpha Canis Minoris, and their planet, which is in the constellation of Canis Minor, which is the smaller of two of Orion the Hunter's dogs, in the night sky. They mapped the planet, yet they did not claim it for themselves, nor is there any data of them mapping any other planet orbiting 19 Tauri, and this was a long time before the first Lyrian settlers came to Taygeta. When any crew of a starship arrives at a new and previously unexplored planet, they must follow strict protocols of research, to find out what dangers may be hidden there. First, they must study the elements and chemicals present in its atmosphere, to see how suitable it is to breathe for humans Lyrians. Most planets which are apparently inhabitable are discarded because of their atmospheric composition, even if it may be appropriate for complex life, simply because it is not breathable. After the atmosphere, and although its study gives the explorers many important clues of what kind of ecology is present in a planet, they must next study its biology closely, looking for dangerous species of all kinds, starting with plants and funguses, with their spores, pollen, and seeds, and whatever new and unknown species that may be a danger for the explorers and future settlers in that planet. Next, they must study its larger and more complex living organisms, its animals, to understand which may be a threat, how and why. The first Lyrian immigrants who were running from the reptilian and tall grey pursuers, during the Orion Wars and the Great Expansion, arrived on planet Temma first, which is the super-inhabitable planet closest to the star Taygeta, as I explained in previous videos. Temma is extremely friendly to human Lyrian biology in every possible way, starting from its atmosphere which is clean and full of oxygen, good climate, and also because of its ecosystems based on cooperation and symbiosis. Temma has no predators, hardly anything there has any poison worth mentioning, and its plant and animal life are friendly or neutral to human Lyrian life. Temma is about as close as you can get to the concept of an ideal planet. The first Lyrian settlers who later started to call themselves Taygetans, found this planet extremely comfortable and nurturing for them, and after a while for their own safety, they started to explore and map the other three planets of the Taygetan star system, and the next planet they explored was Era. They found to their great joy, that it is also a planet which is almost a perfect place to live in, with the only problem being its very cold winters. After studying its biology they found out that it was a lot like the one on Temma, symbiotic and friendly to human Lyrians, and with nothing dangerous worth mentioning. As would be expected, the new Taygetans claimed the planet for their civilization, as they moved on to planet Procyon, the third one orbiting Taygeta. Although the early Taygetans had sent probes and ships to map Procyon from orbit, they did not study it closely enough this way as they were planning to send a 50-man and woman expedition there soon enough. And this was a terrible mistake because according to historical records, They wrongly took for granted that Procyon's biology would also be symbiotic and friendly as it is on the other two previous planets, Temma and Era. After all, why would Procyon be any different, as they are in the same star system? The 50 Taygetan explorers, men and women, arrived at Procyon in two small starships similar to the fighter class used today, although a lot more primitive, and they set their base camp on a calm beach near the planet's equator. Their camp was made of collapsible, or folding pre-built structures that can interconnect with each other in multiple ways, to form a larger one, and can also expand its size in every direction as more can be added in a modular way, much like a Lego toy. Although they noticed the strong gravity, the new explorers didn't see that as much of a problem, so the first few days were calm and peaceful, full of hope and expectations for the colonization of the planet. Soon enough, problems started to arrive as crew members were stung by insects and big aggressive poisonous wasps, which claimed the first two lives of the explorers after they were massively stung during one of their expeditions, deeper into the planet, and they couldn't get them back to base camp fast enough. It looks like the first explorers took too long to notice that although most of Procyon's biology is also symbiotic, many other life forms there are parasitical and even carnivorous, therefore very dangerous. Although they were warned about Procyon's dangerous species with this unfortunate incident, they continued to explore the planet and many of its areas mostly on foot, as they loved camping and hiking. As the weeks turned into months, they started to notice that Procyonian summer was extremely hot and humid, raining every day, leaving the camp swamped and full of mud, which also made the amount of blood-sucking insects explode in quantities they had never seen before, to the point where it was nearly impossible to go outside without protective gear, which made exploring very uncomfortable because of the hot suits. When the weather moved on and it became cooler again, they continued with their on-foot explorations, where one day they came across a herd of cow-like creatures which had been eaten by large predators in a gruesome way they had never seen before. Although finding this was very alarming for them, they attributed the attack to large cats, basically panthers, which they had already detected inhabited the planet. And although they failed to notice that such an attack decimating the population of cow-like beings in one large strike is atypical of large wildcat behavior. One unfortunate night as all 48 settlers were asleep in their modular base camp, they started to hear strange movements outside, including banging as if someone wanted to break in through their metal doors. Four volunteers, all men, decided to go outside to see what was going on, all heavily armed, as floodlights lighted the night around the camp. As they exited, they hadn't even closed the door of their modular buildings before being attacked by vicious hordes of large carnivorous creatures that they had never seen before. They were completely unknown to them. The horrible creatures were the size of a skinny bear, but with large tails, and large short crocodile mouths full of sharp teeth, and moved extremely fast on all four legs, then entered the modular building attacking and devouring the unprepared Taygetans who were taken completely by surprise and most didn't stand a chance. Five men and two women managed to barricade themselves in one of the storage compartments behind the kitchens, where they lasted for an unknown period of time that night, only to be eaten as well as the barricaded doors collapsed under the strength of the creatures, as they were not designed for such an extreme situation. Outside, three of the men who had initially gone out to see what was going on, still survived mostly because they were in full gear and heavily armed with kinetic and plasma rifles, with which they managed to kill several of the creatures, but were insufficient to hold off the terrible attack, as they were quickly overtaken by the creatures. The remaining three men ran into the jungle at night, shooting at the creatures who were after them. They managed to make a stand behind a fallen tree trunk, still attempting to get to the two parked starships close to the attacked modular buildings, as they shot their way through the jungle at night, but the creatures were too many, so they could not approach the starships, which back then were not advanced enough to move alone to their rescue. As the creatures flanked the three men who were fighting for their lives, they managed to make a run for a cliffside which they managed to climb high enough to make a last stand there, as they called for help through their communicators. The men were trapped at the top of a flat space on a cliff a short distance from the jungle ground, surrounded by hordes of aggressive creatures they had never seen before, jumping on one another and climbing the cliff to get to the men, who by then no longer had ammunition, including the plasma rifles as their power cells were depleted, so all they had to defend themselves with were their last resource weapons, knives and swords that resembled Japanese katanas in size and shape, where they lasted several hours until dawn when a fighter-class starship sent from Era finally arrived to their rescue. The ship shot several rounds at the creatures below, which hardly ran away at all, as it circled to pick up the three survivors. The ship's frontal ramp opened, and the men jumped into the ship, which later circled the building complex, finding no sign of Taijetan life. Later on, that same Procyonian day, other ships arrived with heavily armed Taijetans who had the terrible task of identifying what was left of the bodies, and investigating what had just happened. 45 people, men and women, died there, that terrible night. Only three survived because of their skills, and because they were heavily armed. Many things added up to propitiate such a terrible incident. First of all, the colonists took for granted that Procyon's biology was as friendly as the one in Tema and Era. That was a terrible mistake. They did not understand all the creatures there, as should have been before setting up such a frail permanent camp there. Today it is known that the attack was performed or done by a horde of reptile-based alpha predators of the planet, today known as Gunaha bulls. They can be found working on their own or in large numbers, much like a wolf pack. They hide underground during the day inside caves and crevices in the Procyonian mountains, and come out to hunt at night. They have a horrible tendency to decimate their prey almost until extinction, and this was probably the case that night, as the settlers were probably the only food they had near them, and they surely were very hungry. The Taijetan settlers explored the area carelessly and noisily, leaving a clear track of their presence there, making them easy to follow back to their base camp. They are still a problem or a threat to the Taijetan population of Procyon to this day, although they are now contained to certain areas of the planet which are unadvisable to explore. These creatures are not indigenous to Procyon, as today it is known that they also inhabit several planets of the general area of Orion. Someone, probably reptilians, seeded them on Procyon a long time ago, but their motivation is still unknown. They are extremely strong and resilient, being able to withstand several shots before being killed. Back then, the early plasma rifles had a power cell that, although it was very efficient for its size, had a limited amount of power. Modern-day Taijetan plasma rifles have a small zero-point reactor as their power source, which gives them nearly unlimited fire capacity with no reloading necessary, with a maximum firing rate of close to 180 shots a minute. They are only limited by the resistance and the duration of the physical gun itself, which will eventually wear down, but after many years of use and countless shots. This sad incident is now a textbook example of colonization mistakes, and it is taught to military personnel and future explorers in Taijetan schools. I hope you liked my video. Thank you for subscribing for more, and for leaving a like as well. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time, my friends. With much love, Marie Soirou.